Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Election night tallies to be posted tonight at 8 p.m. PRHS seniors awarded with nearly $1 million in scholarships and benefits. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Today is the primary election for California. Items on the ballot include state governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, insurance commissioner, District 19 representative, District 24 representative, and District 30 representative. For the county level, offices include county supervisors for districts 2 and 4 and clerk recorder. Polling places will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. Voters are eligible as long as they are in line to vote before 8 p.m. Vote-by-mail ballots may be returned to the voter personally to any vote official ballot drop box, polling place, or vote center in the state by 8 p.m., or to either the clerk recorder's office in SLO or Atascadero Elections Office. Election night tallies will be posted at 8 p.m. tonight. More information about voting and the primary election can be found at the clerk recorder's office webpage. The city of Paso Robles has appointed a new public works director, effective July 5th. Ms. Leslie Frazier, a licensed professional engineer with more than 25 years of public service and private sector experience in engineering, development, project management, and infrastructure engineering, will assume the role. She joined the City of Paso Robles in 2024 as City Engineer and Deputy Director of Community Development, overseeing large development projects throughout the city. An interim city engineer appointment, including plans for recruiting for a permanent position, will be announced in the coming weeks. PRHS seniors earn nearly $1 million in scholarships and education benefits. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Paso Robles High School seniors were recognized Wednesday last week during the annual Scholarship Awards Night. Students of Paso Robles High School earned a combined total of almost $1 million in scholarships and education benefits to support their futures. About $350,000 were awarded by local organizations, businesses, foundations, memorial funds, and community groups. The largest contributors was the Community Foundation, San Luis Obispo County, awarding a total of $80,000 in scholarships to Paso Robles High School seniors. The high school extends its sincere appreciation to each donor, sponsor, and organization whose generosity helped make higher education, career training, and military service opportunities more accessible for local students. The County Behavioral Health Department announced the launch of a $300,000 grant initiative to expand on-campus wellness centers at 8 high schools throughout the county. Funded through California's Behavioral Health Student Services Act, the County of San Luis Obispo applied for the funding to support local school districts in expanding student mental health resources and systems. All participating campuses received the first of 4 scheduled grant disbursements and have already begun using the funding to expand services and resources on campus. Participating schools must report wellness center outcomes to the county twice annually to measure long-term impact and ensure accountability. As the school year draws to a close, graduation ceremonies for seniors are coming up here in San Luis Obispo County. Atascadero's high school ceremony is scheduled for this Wednesday, June 3rd, 6 to 7 p.m. For Templeton, graduation will be this Thursday, June 4th at Volunteer Stadium. Gates will open to families at 5:30 p.m. and the ceremony starts at 7 p.m. Paso Robles High School's graduation ceremony will be Friday, June 5th at 6 p.m. at War Memorial Stadium. Graduates must arrive 45 minutes early and report to the Lewis Flamson Junior High School gym. Morro Bay High School's ceremony will be June 4th at 5 p.m. at the football stadium. San Luis Obispo High School's graduation ceremony will be June 5th at 5 p.m. at Holt Field. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 4-1, the Rockies over the Angels 9-8, the Brewers beat the Giants 16-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Rockies, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Padres will go against the Phillies, the Athletics will face the Cubs, and the Yankees will go against the Guardians. In California news, the California High-Speed Rail Authority Board of Directors approved the launch of the initial phase of the nation's largest track and systems installation efforts. The contract covers 119 miles currently under construction in the Central Valley, which will transform the current guideways into an electrified high-speed rail system. California's first smart freeway has begun operation this Monday on the 15-freeway corridor running through Temecula. This $33 million project will operate for a 2-year period to improve traffic conditions on the I-15 from the San Diego Riverside County line to Temecula to the I-15-215 freeway interchange. The project will deploy ramp meters during peak hours to improve freeway travel times. A federal report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has shown an overall nationwide drop in homelessness and in California. The state saw a 2.8% decrease in homelessness from 2024. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like a provision in the House-passed Farm Bill is drawing a little bit of criticism these days out of farm country and even renewable energy advocates who say it could limit opportunities for solar development on productive agricultural land. The measure they say would restrict certain federal incentives tied to solar projects located on prime farmland, a move that supporters say is necessary to help preserve land for food production. Critics argue the provision could reduce an important source of income for producers facing low commodity prices and rising production costs. According to The Guardian and congressional summaries of the legislation, the debate highlights growing tensions between renewable energy expansion and farmland preservation. Farm groups note that lease payments from solar developers have become a valuable source of revenue for some producers. The issue is expected to receive additional scrutiny as the Senate develops its own version of the Farm Bill. Lawmakers on both sides say they support renewable energy but disagree on how to balance energy development with long-term agricultural production. Torrington Livestock, Torrington, Wyoming will have a pair and bred cow special this Wednesday, June 3rd. Lots of quality females coming, selling only due to drought conditions. Consignments include Frontier Land Company's complete dispersion of 210 cow-calf pairs, 3 to 5 years old. And here's the Wordeman Brothers complete dispersion of 60 pairs, mixed age. Check out all the listings at torringtonlivestock.com. And remember, you can view, sale, and bid online via Cattle USA.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org. The Central Coast Zoo's annual Ice Cream Zoofari is back. This Saturday, enjoy an unforgettable evening for all ages with all-you-can-eat ice cream, sundaes, and yummy toppings. Central Coast trains, music, and encounters with exotic animals from around the world. The Central Coast Zoo's Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are available for pre-purchase online and include full zoo admission and unlimited sweet treats. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dollar General shares are up more than 2.5%. Its sales rose in the recent quarter, which helped it to offset the impact of severe winter weather and higher fuel costs. Dollar General's been expanding. It opened 190 stores in the U.S. in the quarter and 5 in Mexico and renovated more than 650 locations. Berkshire Hathaway is now a major investor in Google's parent company, Alphabet. Reuters says it's part of Google's funding of artificial intelligence infrastructure. Alphabet will sell $10 billion worth of stock to Berkshire in a private placement. Berkshire already had a stake in Alphabet. And NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang believes chipmaker Marvell Technology could be the next company to join the trillion-dollar club. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
KPRL News continues at 6:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Founded in 2022, Tennessee-based nonprofit Kinder Ground makes animal welfare improvement more accessible on farms by offering grants and expertise to farmers who are looking to learn more about animal welfare. The idea for farmers to come to us with ideas, Jen Walker, Chief Animal Welfare Officer at Kinder Ground, told Agalert in an interview. We really like projects that elevate welfare beyond those basics. Sometimes it's seeing the simplest of opportunities. That's where I think relationships are important. What we have found is that if a farmer can have somebody go in on it with him or her, it's much easier to take a risk. A former dairy veterinarian, Walker said one new animal welfare technology she is excited about is cattle vision goggles. It's a computer program that takes input from a camera and digests it and puts it up in virtual reality goggles so that what you're seeing is what we think cows would see, she said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-80s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the mid-90s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Thursday. Mostly sunny on Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Sunny skies on Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday and sunny on Tuesday. Low 90s Thursday, mid-80s Friday, upper 70s on Saturday, low 70s on Sunday, mid-70s Monday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:22.
Beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon on Protecting What Matters, Barry and a plethora of some people talking about, well, elections and maybe a couple of call-in guests as well. So the cast and crew will most likely all be here except for a couple calling in, probably out on their stations doing what they do best, and that is keeping us all informed of what's going on out there. All right, let's see here. I got an email that came in while Chris was finishing the news. Pastor Robles school yearbook. All right, Chris, we have another day until it goes away, right? Because you said 2 days?
I said
a couple of days.
A couple of days, yes.
Okay. All right, let's see here. I find it ironic that the community donates almost $1 million for scholarships, and the picture in the yearbook says FU.
Well, that's not what it says.
We have lowered our standards. Well,
they have nothing to do with each other.
Sometimes you don't have to take things literally. I'm assuming here, I don't know, that the point is, so we have that the standards in the yearbook have been lowered, and it wasn't FU to the community per se, but it was FU to primarily ICE, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Either way, my second point still stands. They have nothing to do with each other.
I think the gentleman is just trying to make a point. That's all. I'm not going to analyze it and play that much semantics with it. But thanks for the observation. And yes, the community has been very generous for many years with the scholarships here and to all the schools in the North County. Something that may want to be passed along to the students of the businesses and the people in the on their own donating and maybe have a little bit of appreciation for the environment that you are living in. Extremely very fortunate. All right. Anything else? Let's see here. Good morning, Kevin. I have a question about the July 4th celebration. I wonder how much money the city is spending on the parking lot at the corner of Union Road and Highway 46 by Barney Schwartz. They've been working out there for 2 weeks in this field, putting up T-posts and ribbons and all kinds of stuff. Just curious how much that's costing. Thanks. I have no idea how much it's costing, but if there is a concern, the community should say something that they don't want your tax dollars going to quote-unquote waste for the 250th celebration of the United States of America. Let's see here. I don't know. I do know, and I'm not sure it happens anymore, but there were quite a few private donations for the fireworks themselves. I don't know if that takes place anymore.
And I don't know if the how much the city is spending on doing that. You might want to ask one of your council people if they know. And if you object, you might want to mention it to them. I'm wondering how many people in the community would be concerned about that, considering that our city has been suing its own citizens to the tune of almost $5 million over water and other things that they have spent their money on, including law firms that agreed to steal money from the people, not just the citizens, but the people with the parking mess and the money that was wasted there. I know it all adds up and so forth, but I think maybe for this July 4th celebration of our country. Okay. All right. Thanks for the text, though. Always like that. Okay. Let's see here. What else do we have out there, out and about? How many of you care when you see a story about a, you know, political nonsense going on? There has been some allegations thrown at Jim D'Antona. He's battling Michael Woody. Now, D'Antona is accused of manipulating the voters by using the term chief of staff, even though he does not oversee any staffers. And some critics have said that D'Antona violated statutes by the length and wording used in his designation. Do people really pay any attention to that? And also, we have another one there from the Einstein running the county clerk's recorder. And one of the competitors in the race for the clerk recorder, she has accused Kano of using government resources for political gain and partisanship in the race. Well, it wasn't the first time that Kano has been accused of the, shall we say, partisanship, using her position and so forth. But I just wonder how many people really care. And, do you see it as a, no matter what side you are on, by the way, is it just a political trick? Because you can accuse, and that sounds bad. So is it just a political trick from the opponents because they may be desperate and thinking that the people may, well, she's accused of this. Boy, it must be true. Or it doesn't matter because people are going to vote who they want anyway, particularly with the standards we have now. Doesn't seem that in many instances, not all, that character doesn't count. It's just about, I want that person in. I don't give a damn what they did in their past. All right, let's see here. Okay, I got this nice picture that came in, and it's pretty funny. You'd have to see it, but this is radio, so just imagine. If you have ever seen the movie, Chris, what's the pirate movie with Johnny Depp?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, Pirates of the Caribbean. And did he have a patch on his eye?
No, he did not have an eye patch.
Okay, someone did. Anyway, so just picture this. You've got, with the, famous pirate hats and the dress that pirates, particularly Johnny Depp in the movie, and then with the eye patch, and it says, Water Pirates, plundering from private well owners by calling a tax a fee. John Hammond, Paso Robles mayor, it doesn't look like him. Bruce Gibson, San Luis Obispo County supervisor, doesn't look like him either. Tax? Nope, it's a fee. Tax? Nope, it's a fee. Not a tax, it's a fee. Private well owners' money. New fees. Another hit to hardworking well owners. They take it, you pay, they call it a fee. It's still a tax. Stop the lie, stop the theft, protect well owners. Okay, so, and I used to get in arguments with Harry Ovid over this quite a bit. Not heated arguments, because Harry was a good guy, of fee and taxes. Okay, according to my buddy Al, the fundamental difference lies, that's funny, in the purpose of the charge. A tax funds general public services and benefits everyone, whereas a fee pays for a specific service privilege or regulation that directly benefits the person paying it. Okay. To raise revenue for general government operations, the tax. Okay. The fee to recoup the direct cost incurred by a by the government in providing a specific service or regulating an activity. Okay, so I'm probably opening it up. What specifically is this? And they, and here it uses the word government. Now, is this committee or group or whatever, the pirates, are they considered government? Are they extension of government because they're allowed to form this committee? Well, some would say no. But what specific services are they giving us? What services are they giving us? Can anybody answer that question? That's kind of a little bit of the battle, I think. A little bit of the battle. There's lots in it. It benefits a specific individual or entity paying the charge. Okay, I got an email here. Union Road parking lot. The parking lot mentioned by the caller belongs to the Ravine Water Park. I believe that the Ravine is getting it ready for their upcoming season. My understanding is that Brett, that's Butterfield, from the Ravine, is generous enough to let the city use the parking lot for volunteers during the 4th of July festivities. Yeah, Brett does a lot of stuff like that, and he doesn't publicize it either. So there you go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, maybe you might know, I just had to replace my water well pump last week. Who do I send that bill to?
Greg Graywall.
Don't get him started.
No, you know, maybe you can send it to Matt Turrentine or John Hammond or someone, or Bruce Gibson, someone like that.
That's what I say. We're in Monterey County, but just the cost of things. Like I say, it was not cheap. Luckily, you know, we got people in the know and friends that helped out, but they should just leave everybody's well alone. Worry about their, you know, the city, worry about their own stuff. And like I say, it's a constitutional right.
You know,
that water.
I don't think, you know, again, I sometimes equate the well owners with farmers that, you know, people that live in the city and they get their water from the city, they go in and they turn on their faucet and so forth. I don't think they give it much thought to where the water comes from, but I've heard enough of them over the years to say, well, you people out there, you get your water free. That's not right. Oh, really? We get it
free.
They
have no clue.
Well, that's kind of because pumps, I mean, because, you know, you get a decent pump. You don't go down to Lowe's and buy one of those cheap-ass pumps. It's a waste of money.
Especially when you well 600 feet.
Right. It's a lot of money, and then the other incidental maintenance throughout the year and the cost of electricity, that all adds up. And these people don't know when they say it's free. Here's the expression. If ignorance is bliss, they must be happy as hell.
Yeah.
So it didn't cause you any problems? Like, did you have to delay a day, not being able to shower or anything?
Well, by the time we got it figured out, the depth and everything, yeah, it was 3 days. Yeah. 2.5 days.
Yep.
But we showered, you know. I can't get too ripe. But we got friends, thank goodness. But, yeah, you know, you go up there, and people understand, you know, they say, luckily we have a friend that's what he does. But we got done at 10 o'clock at night by the time we got the pump and everything, and it's a lot of work. And like you say, we just don't turn on the faucet. I had pigs get into it, go through the fence and get into my pump a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Had to replace all the pipes.
Right.
So the maintenance alone is crazy.
No, that's a big deal, because we had that, I think 3-4 Marches ago, and yeah, we had the same great service. It was Aqua Engineering. They came out, and this was on a weekend, and it was a major thing, and they busted their butts for us.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
They understand. They understand. You know, you got to have water.
Oh yeah, yes, 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 yes. We did.
Especially Mama.
Well, but you know, we have a spare thing of a big I don't know, 10-gallon, maybe even more, gallon jug that we keep in the laundry room for emergencies, you know, weather sense.
We keep about 5 of those in the garage, just, you know.
Yeah,
just for, you know, living out there, you're going to have issues, and you got to take and flush your toilets, wash your hands, brush your teeth, whatnot, so yeah.
Yeah, something like that with the washing, and also in case the, you know, and luckily it's only happened, I think, once, because I didn't wrap the pipes properly, so we had it freeze. But we did have some water, but, you know, later in the day, you're okay, but not first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Well, like I say, we've got cattle and horses, so it'll go about 3 days, but almost 3 days without having any water. Then they're out of water, so. You got to make sure you take all that in consideration when you store water.
Yeah, well, that was a big concern when they remember the shutoff 2 years ago, the electric. Were you involved in that?
Yeah. Luckily, we've got a good sized tank and we're gravity feed.
Okay.
So we had water all through that. We were running pretty darn low at the end as our water pressure was getting down to next to nothing, but. We're very fortunate that we are gravity feet. Our well's up on top of the hill.
Well, our laundry room flooded twice because I didn't. I forget now, but I didn't do something regarding the pump, the water pump that I think I was supposed to turn. I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and the water had backed up into the washing machine, and when Linda opened it. You know, we didn't know there was water in there, but it all came out. So we didn't, or I didn't correct the situation, or I didn't find out what the cause was. And then when everything came back on, it flooded 2 days in a row. But I'll tell you what, we had the cleanest laundry room floors in the history of mankind.
Hello. As Vin would say, hello.
Yeah. And, you know, luckily that was minimal. So, anyway. Yeah.
If that's all you had, that wasn't bad at all.
No. And again, I forget what the process I didn't do or should have done. So, anyway, when that happens again, I will have to call the Aqua. And figure it out so we don't do that. So, all right. Well, it's good that you got things going.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Nope. These are just some things that came flying in. All right. So we got that situation. I tend to agree with Chris on the scholarship not having anything to do with the yearbook comparison, since the kids holding that sign in the yearbook have a snowball's chance of hell in getting one. No, my thinking on this is that the person that sent this email in is, you know, this is the gratitude or the thanks. But we'll find out. I understand, both sides a little bit here. But I think one of the keys on this, though, is at the end, he says, we have lowered our standards. And somebody had sent a text in at the end of the hour yesterday, at the end of the show yesterday, pretty much saying the same thing regarding the standards. And again, why was it allowed? You could have had their memories kept in there without having the FUs in it. Or it's a sign of the times. That's, you know, another way to look at it. So, all right, let's see here. I look at the clock. We got to go this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Robles High School seniors were recognized last week during the annual Scholarship Awards Night. Students at Paso Robles High School earned a combined total of almost $1 million in scholarships and educational benefits to support their futures. The high school extends its sincere appreciation to each donor, sponsor, and organization. The County Behavioral Health Department announced the launch of a $300,000 grant initiative to expand on-campus wellness centers at 8 high schools throughout the county. All participating campuses have received the first of four scheduled grant disbursements and have already begun using the funding to expand services and resources on campus. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump says Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to dial back fighting.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump writes he had a productive call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and a very good call with Hezbollah. And they agreed that all shooting will stop, that Israel will not attack them, and they will not attack Israel.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, a last ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah was agreed to in April. Brooklyn man who threatened to kill an ICE agent and their family now facing federal charges. Borders are Tom Homan tells Fox's Hannity the Justice Department has a zero-tolerance policy for violence.
One of our officers got bitten. Another officer got severely injured. I mean, they were attacking our ICE officers because the local and the state law enforcement wouldn't even respond to help us. Now, we got state and local doing their job.
America's listening to Fox News.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS. TV.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
12 minutes away from 7 at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And it is time for sports. And it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Seattle Mariners won their seventh straight game, a 10-inning win over the Mets 3-2. Arizona hit three home runs and beat the Dodgers 4-1. Colorado with a run in the top of the ninth, down the Angels 9-8. Texas was a 2-1 winner at St. Louis. It was Minnesota 9-6 over the White Sox, who had won five straight. Miami ended a five-game losing streak, winning at Washington 7-3. Kansas City ended a six-game skid with a 9-2 decision at Cincinnati. It was Milwaukee 16-2 over San Francisco, and the Tigers hit three straight homers in the third inning, went on to win 10-9 at Tampa Bay. At the Women's College World Series, Texas and Texas Tech each won twice to advance to the finals. The LA Rams acquired defensive end Miles Garrett from the Browns. The Patriots traded for wide receiver A.J. Brown. In the NHL, Vancouver's new head coach, promoted from the AHL, is Manny Malhotra.
Alrighty, sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. All right, we have 10.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. The usual, clouds early, then sunshine, mid-80s. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 50s will hit the mid-90s. Watch out for your Wednesday. As we head out to Thursday, temperatures will be in the low 90s, then we'll cool down to the mid-80s, upper 70s on Saturday, low 70s on Sunday and Monday, and upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:49 a.m., 8:14 p.m., and we are at 52 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The Right Choice, KPRL, 9 minutes away from 7.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your countywide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that is home sweet home. Nothing like it, no place like it. But I look at it in the positive, as at my left there is nothing to report, so the assumption is that everybody's home safe and sound. All right, Chris, here we go.
Ready.
You've heard the expression busy as a bee, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. The combined work of the entire lives of 12 bees accumulates to how much honey?
Well, then. So we're measuring work in honey. Okay, okay. At least you didn't ask me the measurement in joules
or
for energy.
Or how many square foot is an acre? Just think of football fields and then... pizza.
I'm almost certain. Okay, so this is 12 bees, their entire work, right?
Right. It said that's what the experts, at least here, say. The combined work of the entire lives of 12 bees accumulates to how much honey?
Let's go with 1 cup.
That's not a bad answer.
I know it can't be much.
Which, if you have 12 people doing something and they only get that much, it seems like they're loafers. Doesn't it?
Well, bees are tiny.
Okay. Anyway, it says here, 1 single teaspoon.
Okay, I was way off.
But 12 bees doing all that, and I don't know how long they live. Do you?
I'm not certain.
Not.
I can't imagine very long.
Longer than a fly? I think flies are 24 hours, isn't it?
Well, hopefully less than that.
Well,
but I take your point.
If you can nip them more. Have you seen those things advertised for the flies, those salt rifles?
Salt rifles? No.
Yeah, you put salt in it.
Huh.
And you shoot them.
I mean, shooting a fly has never really come to mind because they're a little hard to, unless they're, you know, on a surface.
Well, the salt just goes, you know.
Spreads everywhere.
I bought one, I don't know how many years ago, for Linda for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized, I don't want her shooting that stuff all over the house. They have salt everywhere. You got to be kidding me. So, anyway. All right, so for the busy as a bee. All right, you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station. Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. Back in a jiff. I was going to try and come up with something with B, but we're back in a jiff. That's what we'll do here and stuff like that. If I can get the computer working, because we've already had one malfunction this morning.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805
859-6011.
Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and out yonder at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right. You're going to have to figure this one out. All right. I will let you know that it is a candy. It is a candy. And to help promote the candy, the company's co-founder, he chartered a plane and dropped thousands of these candies, and they had their own miniature parachutes over the city of Pittsburgh. Thereafter, he performed the parachute drops in various cities in over 40 states. What was the candy? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Boy, today's world, if it hits somebody in the head, they'd sue the candy company and they'd be out of business. All right, so this, it doesn't say, well, it just says thousands of these candies with miniature parachutes over the city of Pittsburgh and then various cities in over 40 states. What's the candy? What is the candy? And the candy, believe it or not, has somewhat of, I wouldn't say controversial, but there's some folklore involved with this candy. All right. Okay, let's see here. Ding, ding-a-ling. Hi, good morning.
The Hershey's Kiss.
Nope, not the Hershey's Kiss. All right, 238-5775. You know what? I'd like to know what time of the year this person did this, because if you did it in the heat of summer, that probably wouldn't have been a good thing. It just gives the year here where it happened. And that was in 1923. And again, this candy, again, a little bit of a controversial background on its name. Okay? It was originally called the Candy Cake, both with a K. Okay? It became, by the way, it was a bestseller. A bestseller. All right, back to the other line. Hi, good morning. You're on here.
Bun buns.
What?
Bun buns. Chocolate bun buns.
No, sir, not chocolate bun buns. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Are we talking about the candy?
That's the trivia question, yes.
Yeah, I got the answer. Baby Ruth.
Yeah, the Baby Ruth, the candy bar, originally the candy cake. Well, by the way, do you like the Baby Ruth candy bar, sir?
Oh, I love a Baby Ruth. I just haven't had one forever.
All right, well, maybe you'll get an itching for one today. May have your name, sir.
Christopher Curtis.
All right, Christopher Curtis, thank you so much, and you enjoy your day and grab yourself a Baby Ruth. All righty. Now, again, part of the somewhat controversy, it was named after Babe Ruth. Now, the Curtis Candy Company claimed it was named after President Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth Cleveland. And the candy maker, located on the same street as Wrigley Field, named the bar Baby Ruth in 1921, as Babe Ruth's fame was on the rise. However, the dispute will go back to 17 years earlier, named after Cleveland's daughter. Now, there was some issues regarding endorsements. All right, Chris.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Today is a statewide direct primary for California. For San Luis Obispo County, offices include county supervisors for districts 2 and 4 and clerk recorder. Polling places will be open from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. today. Election night tallies will be posted at 8 p.m. City of Paso Robles has appointed a new public works director effective July 5th. Ms. Leslie Frazier, a licensed professional engineer with more than 25 years of public and private sector experience in engineering, development, and project management, will assume the role. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 55 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, again, the story kind of gets convoluted about the name because, again, 17 years earlier, Grover Cleveland, and just so happens that the change to the Baby Ruth was at the time when Babe Ruth's fame was rising. And one of the stories goes is, well, they came up with the story about Grover Cleveland was because they didn't want to pay Babe Ruth any royalties. Companies wouldn't do that, would they? This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.